I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman. These days, police killings of young black men make national headlines here in the U.S. Not so much in Brazil, though, until now. The country is riveted by the case of military police who gunned down five young men in a car in Rio de Janeiro. It's not the shooting, though, that's getting attention. It's the government's response to it. Will Carlos wrote about it for our partners at Global Post. Will, how has the government responded to the shooting?
Well, they've responded very differently to normal. What they've done is they've actually arrested the five officers who are accused in this shooting. They also, and this is pretty huge, they dismissed the commanding officer of the unit that was in charge of these men. And they've charged these five men with homicide and with also attempting to tamper with a crime scene as well. So they're now sitting in jail.
This is unusual. Why do you think this case has been handled differently?
Well, I've talked to a couple of police sources over the last few days, and I think what's essentially happened is that this has really come to a head. You've had this sort of year-long effort by the military police in Rio to take control of this problem, to get rid of this, you know, what is really seen as an epidemic of killings of young, predominantly non-white males in this city. You know, the eyes of the world are on the military police. They've been spending a year trying to do this, and actually we've seen not a drop over the last year, but an actual spike in 2015 of these killings. So this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, and it's actually elicited a, I think, what many people would consider a sort of a proper response, and the sort of response that should have been happening all along.
It sounds a lot like the police investigations going on in cities like Chicago. What are the similarities between this shooting in Brazil and the ones we're reading about in the U.S.?
I think what's really stunning here is that, as you mentioned in your intro, you know, these cases, normally they'll get a bit of attention when they actually happen. There's usually a bit of a kerfuffle. There might be a protest, you know, that there might be some stories written about in the newspaper. Then it goes away. And in this case, what's happening is that this case is actually hanging around. It's sort of remaining important, much like these cases are doing in the United States. People are kind of watching to see what happens next. We haven't really had that in Brazil in recent years. So maybe this possibly being a new chapter in what's a very serious problem in this country.
How do you see this playing out? I mean, do you think the officers will be punished for their actions?
It's tough to say. You know, I mean, I covered criminal justice in the United States for a couple of years. And, you know, I'm very much in the camp of you have to wait and see what the evidence says. You know, we have to see what happened in this case. There's been a lot of kind of outrage in the media and from the public about the fact that this was clearly a killing with no reason, and that these boys kind of got stuck in the wrong place, and that these policemen should go down for a long time. I think we need to wait and see what happened. It was late at night. There was a lot going on. There had just been some other shots fired. There was a truck that was being robbed down the street. But I think ultimately, if the evidence does show that not only that they killed these kids pretty much in cold blood, and it should be noted, these are 16 to 20-year-olds, five of them, five young men who were apparently unarmed, just kind of in this car and got in the wrong place. If it does pan out that they just sort of killed them in cold blood and then tried to cover it up, I think they're going to go down for a long time. And I think this is going to be really made into an example, given how high profile it's become.
Will Carlos is with our partner, Global Post. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.